have the choice and we have the power within ourselves to make the best out of our lives and out of our names and out of our brands just by simply making a habit of forming your best self.
We're all lost once, or for some, still lost and trying to learn at our own pace. Welcome to Mishconceptions, where I talk about common struggles and misconceptions as we all navigate through life, career, and adulting. Let's face it, there's no real handbook out there to guide us. Let us all grow together as you join me in this podcast journey. Welcome again to Mishconceptions. So this is actually our fourth episode. I can't believe this. Naumabot na tayo sa fourth episode. And I can't think of a better person to join me in this episode. So joining us today is a very familiar face, especially if you're into UAAP or if you've been watching Chinoy TV shows. I'm so happy to have host and content creator Janina Chan to join me today as we discuss our misconception topic. So just to give a short introduction about Janina. You know, Janina is such a ray of sunshine. Trust me, guys, when you listen to this entire episode, mahahawa kayo sa pagkabubbly niya. So she started, you know, joining singing competitions and modeling as a kid, you know, before becoming a host of Kids TV, which aired in ABC 5 and RPN 9. Now she is an influencer, a lifestyle blogger, and a full-fledged TV host. She also has her own podcast now, Rise Up with Janina Chan. So in case you haven't checked it out, please do. There are a lot of inspiring stories, you know, that we can get inspiration from, especially during this pandemic. So welcome, Janina, and thank you again for making time for in your busy schedule.
Hi, Mish. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for that very, kinilig naman ako dun sa intro na yan. I love it. So thank you for having me. And of course, I'm here to support you all the way. And can I just say, I love a good pun. So I love your podcast name, Mishconceptions, coming from Janina Channel, my YouTube page. Na grabe pinag ko na sa start pa lang. Kasi I'm rising up. Wow, talaga ano yun, use all the words in a sentence. I'm rising up to like try to be more consistent on YouTube. And yeah, I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to be sharing something I'm really passionate about when it comes to one of the topics I actually have given these talks before, nung uso pa yung mga personality development talks, and well, until now naman uso siya, pero like before when there were actual physical events, this is like a go-to topic, and I think I know why, and we will find out here today why.
Yeah, that's true. Alam mo, totoo yan, as in, it's one of the common topics that I normally hear from students and even, you know, professionals nowadays, you know, how do we build our own brand? I'm getting ahead of myself, but we'll discuss more about that later. Truly, you being in this show means so much to me.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah, more than anything, I'm just really excited to share and to enlighten people also who are like, medyo parang ano ba talaga ang benefits ng branding, kasi parang nakabubuti naman talaga to for a lot of people. So yeah, that's the bigger picture, hoping that everyone will find like knowledge and be inspired to build their own brands, air quote, diba, out of themselves, diba?
Correct. So yeah, we discussed a bit of it already. So for today's topic, we'll talk about, you know, image, right? More often than not, we're typically reminded that we need to be authentic, or we can be just be ourselves, or to the point that some, I'm not saying all, might be led to believe that, you know, image doesn't really matter as much. Or personally, I think there's, you know, whenever I hear that, I really think that image has a big factor in our life, not just, you know, how people perceive us professionally, but also even our friends, diba? Because when you're in the workplace, it's also important to keep up to that branding or image, just to make sure that, syempre, professional tayo, we need to be respected in a way. We should have that kind of reputation. So I actually heard from one talk that I attended before that your reputation is one of your most important assets. A positive reputation will open up new opportunities to you. So typically they ask you, what are you known for?
Yes, right? Exactly. So coming off from that, I think, yeah, you definitely did your research. Of course, knowing Mish. Tsaka, yun na nga, it's you did mention that na it is one of the best assets you can have. And then I think what reaffirms this is that actually, like, this whole pandemic, I've been having more time reading the Bible and, like, opening more devotional plans. And I just want to kind of share also na the Bible app has, like, a lot of new updates. Now I'm just personally like, whoa, when did this happen? And dami talagang devo plans about, like, specific themes. And then I stumbled upon one which mentioned something about branding. And then it really says, now why do, like, a lot of celebrities and companies invest a lot on making a good brand, making a great name with a great recall, diba? Having all these elaborate $1 billion photo shoots and, like, video shoots and commercials. It's not for nothing. And even the Bible says that a good name is more important than riches. It's more important than gold and silver, because that is your name. You're going to carry it with you all your life. And, you know, money comes and goes, but your name is your name. And it's not that easy to redeem yourself all the time. It's stuck in people's heads. So let's think about the positive side of things. And I think with that said, we have the choice and we have the power within ourselves to make the best out of our lives and out of our names and out of our brands, just by simply making a habit of forming your best self. And it's easier said than done, for sure. And I personally have had little, like, twists and turns in my head. Now, is this me? Is this me? Or is this me? Right? Because, like, to be honest, we are not one level, or, like, we're not one tone people, right? We're dynamic people, and that's what makes us exciting. But I think it's the branding. I know, you know, it's either ano ka ba, like, even on Instagram, are you a fashion girl? Are you a culinary person? Are you a techie blogger or vlogger? That's the initial hook. And then when people stay on for that, that's when you can start to kind of, like, show, like, another exciting part of yourself. Na, oh, ah, ganyan din pala siya. So that's, like, making it super simple, diba? Na parang from being very highfalutin to, like, just breaking it down. I think that's what branding is. And also, like, when you think about it, as you mentioned, it's not only for the professional point of view, but personally then, you attract the right crowd. It's like, diba? Parang, you know, when you see someone, or, like, when you talk to someone and then you just connect, and, you know, na parang, wow, that's my, it's an ally. That's my friend. Parang katropa ko to, diba? Kasundo ko to. But usually it starts on a visual note. So that's one thing to note. You know, parang ganoon naman talaga eh. That's life. A lot of people, it's one of the most stronger senses na parang people get hooked when it comes to the visuals. So that's how you kind of, like, build a better brand. First, being true to yourself. Knowing who you are first, although sometimes that does change, but no, that's fine. It's part of the process. It's about constantly refining your best you, and it doesn't have to be perfect. Your best you is not your perfect you, kasi nga walang perfect dyan. So yun palang, don't be too hard on yourself. Try to keep on finding your you talaga, na parang kahit na walang nanonood, this is me, alam mo yun, that's your inner self. So, like, that's how to be authentic, first up. And, like, unapologetically authentic. And then number two is just be consistent with it. Because consistency is how you show people that it is you through and through. This is me through and through. And that's what creates a brand. That's what makes a brand, di ba? It solidifies that image in your head. Kasi paulit-ulit, lagi mo nakikita. Lagi mo na, yun yung na-experience mo out of that brand. Like, even restaurants, diba? We go for McDonald's for a reason. We go for Jollibee for a reason. Alam mo yon? Na parang, even if similar, so may difference pa rin, diba? So yon. Or even, like, even countries have branding, diba? You go to Paris because it's romantic. You go to Tokyo because it's, like, eclectic and full of energy, and the sushi is great and stuff like that, and it's kawaii, diba? Even countries have brandings. So yeah, people clearly have branding also, whether you like it or not. It's actually inevitable. So yeah, number one, be authentic. Number two, be consistent. Number three is deliver results. Kasi kung hindi ka nag-deliver ng results, parang false advertisement, diba? Parang, yeah, parang part na yun ng delivering results na parang parang, for example, like for me, even like with my whole Janina Hosts hashtag, that is kind of one of the ways I kind of branded myself unknowingly kasi parang, you know, uso yung hashtag. Pero dahil doon, naging branding ko yung host. Na naging nagulat na lang ako, my friends were calling me na host ng bayan kasi lagi na lang nakikita. And I think, you know, that's also why parang when it comes to like gigs, hosting gigs before, I would be careful then with the brands I work with. But at the same time, it's good for exposure then. You know, syempre, especially if you're starting out, you're gonna wanna, you know, you're gonna wanna like leave little trails of you everywhere you go if that's what you need in your career. So ako kasi sa media and kailangan talaga yun. So yun, and then number, so yun, deliver consistent results. And kaya minsan, nakaka-pressure din on my end. That's why I always have to prepare whenever I host for a live event. There are no retakes. That's why I grab it. Preparation is like more than the show sometimes. It's like, it takes up more time than the actual recording or the actual live event. Because it's everything. If you don't prepare, you're gonna mess up. And that's part of your branding. Alam mo yun, get? So parang you have to deliver. Kaya nakaka-pressure din. I have to make sure I know what I'm doing and I am responsible for not only my branding, but the company I'm hosting for or the brand I'm hosting for. So that's number three, deliver results that are good. Okay. And then number four is keep refining your brand. And that means that it doesn't have to be one tone. You can always evolve.
I really love what you've shared, you know, what does it mean to build your own brand? And also what are the key things that our listeners should take note of, especially if they want to build their own brand and basically sabihin nilang, okay, yan si Mish, kilala ko siya for this and that, right? Janina is a host, right? So like isang tingin lang sa'yo ng tao, they immediately know what you are known for because of the branding or the reputation that or image, whichever word they want to use, that you've established. And given with all those things that you've mentioned, right, you mentioned that you have to be authentic and also you have to deliver results, all the preparations that we need to do. I think that the question, my other question in that note is, how can one prepare or build their own brand without looking like they're trying too hard or they're just doing it for, let's say, numbers or likes, because nowadays everyone wants to be an influencer.
It's true. Okay, so I think it shouldn't be too hard or even seem too hard, even from the outside looking in, if it's natural to you. So I think it, like, people will really see through if you're faking it and if you're just like doing it for some other reason and not just expressing yourself. So I think number one with branding or just basically living your authentic life, your best authentic self, being your best authentic self, is just by expressing yourself. You do it to express yourself. You do it for the right reasons. It's because you want to add value to the world. It's because you want to contribute with your talents and skills. You want to share your talents and skills that God has given you. And you don't do it to impress. But number one, you have to express. And then impressing people is a bonus na lang. Alam mo na, gets ba? Parang, ano na lang yan, cherry on top. Don't make it your end goal. And it's not supposed to be, or else it would be for corrupt reasons, di ba? Parang, it's puro self-serving na lang ba tayo? That's not how the world works. And I think, to be honest, society, like Instagram and even like social media, can seem super self-centered and like very egotistic, very narcissistic. Alam naman natin yan. Pero yun nga, people are very visual naman kasi. But maybe, you know, kaya parang there's a balance of things. At least make your caption relevant. Alam mo yun, na parang tell a story with your caption. Okay, ganito rin. Parang even image. And yun nga, parang, you know what, sometimes when I see people, I just want to add, when I see people on the gram and then like, wow, it's like such a perfect feed. But then when you meet them in real life, parang ang flat. Alam mo yun? So parang, bakit kaya ganun? Parang may kulang. So parang iba pa rin, you still have to refine yourself in real life. Because it will just, parang, that will make you real. And like, even brands, brands, the professional world, corporate, like these corporations who hire like influencers, for example, in a way, kasi parang we are the new wave of marketing, diba? New media, marketing na rin kami. They would still rather get someone with authentic followers with an authentic tone na talagang real versus na parang picture perfect lang and maganda lang on paper. It still has to be real, and companies, brands, people, the community will still see through that. So, yeah. Yun. And parang again, I just want to reiterate that, yun nga, before that, I just want to share din na, but there's a saying that an image paints 1,000 words, right? So what more an actual 4D, are we 4D? Are we 5D people, di ba? 4D ba tayo? Ano ba ang 5D? Pag ano, ano ba? Basta, gets mo na. Parang an image paints 1,000 words. So paano pa yung actual living, breathing human being that we can translate ourselves in so many different ways. So instead of it overwhelming you, let it motivate you. Now, there are so many possibilities, and just take it one step at a time. I always, to not be overwhelmed, I always say start from where you are, work with what you have. And as long as you have good intentions and you keep on working, God will help you. Totoo naman, di ba? Yung sa tao ang gawa sa Diyos ang awa. And then like recently, I read something na, in English lang nila. Parang you gotta do the natural and then God will do the super, di ba? Supernatural. Something like that. Yeah. So, yeah. Just keep on refining yourself. And then if you're kind of unsure, then you got to try things out to know whether you love them or not. And then if you want that to be like the thing you're known for, then keep on doing it. Keep on posting about it. Use social media to your advantage. And yeah, it's a double-edged sword, but think of the possibilities and the positive things you can get out of it versus the negatives. Yeah.
That's true. No, that's true. Actually, what you said about, you know, seeing the feed of someone you've met, you've seen online, yeah. Parang okay pala siya. Then you meet that person and then parang iba siya, di ba? Yeah. So I think in a way,
nag-minus points, hindi dumagdag.
Parang in a way, if you think about it, they are trying to keep up a certain image. They're trying to build a certain brand. But it seems like, I guess to me, it seems like it's not their own personal brand. It's a brand they want to build up of themselves, of how people would perceive them. In a way, you mentioned, you know, companies are investing a lot of money in marketing certain products because that's how they want their products to be seen. That's how they want their products to sell. So translating that to, I guess, humans in general, you know, does that immediately mean that, like, we're putting a facade, or in a way that, you know, we see ourselves as a product? Do you think that's the case, diba? If you think about it, if you put like apples to apples, you know, how can someone still remain authentic, or how can they differentiate creating their own personal brand versus just what you mentioned, kanina, it's just for the likes, it's just for people to like them?
Sometimes from the outside looking in, I would see other influencers then minsan, like, they would share na parang magrarant sila and na parang people would call them out for sponsored posts and like for parang ginagawa ng ibang tao from the outside looking in, feeling nila bad kapag may sponsored post ka kasi hindi ka authentic. Okay, first up, I just want to like clarify, this is a misconception. You can still be your true authentic self while monetizing your brand. There's no shame at that. It is, I think, naninibago lang mga tao kasi hindi siya masyadong pinag-uusapan na talagang trabaho siya. It's a legitimate, it's a valid line of work, and it doesn't make you any less you. It doesn't make you any less authentic nga. Because first up, hindi namin tatanggapin ang mga certain jobs or brands. Well, I can't say for everyone. I think yung iba ginagawa pa rin. Or parang, you know, sometimes it's trial and error. But I would only accept brands that are aligned to my beliefs or to my aesthetic, to my, like, alam mo yun, to my overall views and to my overall vibe. And that's what makes branding exciting, is because you attract people or brands who are alike. Para siyang societal cues na rin, di ba? Na parang, for example, pag nag-grocery shopping ka and you hate spicy food, would you purposefully buy the cup noodles na sinabing extra spicy? Di ba hindi? Gets? It's like, it's a cue. So, for example, if brands tap us, we're kind of like a channel for more people to know about their brands because it's aligned to my lifestyle. And then if my followers are aligned to my lifestyle, and it's a win-win-win for everyone. Nothing wrong about that. It's marketing, okay? And I think that way, I just want to remind everyone to be responsible with the brands they work with and also with the influencers they tap. Kasi iba, I think the other brands na parang, sometimes nagugulat ako na parang, ah talaga, ito yung kinuha na lang person dyan. Parang hindi bagay. Parang there's a disconnect. Pero I don't know. Sometimes they do it just to change things up para ma-expand yung market nila. So kanya-kanya yan. And again, you can still monetize while being you. It's different. Your branding is different from how you monetize and make money. And don't let that be the whole reason why you're doing it, or else you're gonna end up just doing it for that. And essentially, baka masway ka na umiba yung, diba? Na parang masway ka na, pera na lang. Alam yun? Then it would be disingenuous to yourself and even to your followers. Yun.
I like what you said. You can still monetize while still being you.
Yeah, nothing wrong about that.
You're correct. A lot of people... Yeah, you're correct. A lot of people think it's a misconception talaga. Yeah.
For other people, tingin nila, mukhang pera lang yung mga tao for accepting sponsored posts. I'm like, hello, what age are you living in? This is marketing. The best you can do is support. And then recently, I stumbled upon a post pa that says, kasi diba the whole pandemic last year, parang nag-hashtag na support local, support local. Support local doesn't only mean local things, local brands, but it also means local people, your local content creators, local channels, local artists. That's what support local means. So, para sa mga mema, please, just like, do not add to the noise. And just relax, chill. And like, ano muna, mag-research muna kayo bago kayo sumabat. Yun.
Yeah, I think mahirap talaga right now because it's a new ground for so it's a new space for other people, right? Especially the more traditional ones. Hindi sila sanay na actually may pera pala in arts, right? It's a misconception as well. Content creators could earn money.
So much.
They actually do this for
Yeah, we're actually helping the economy, guys. You should be happy. True.
But they do this for a living talaga. And I remember that session that we had with Camille Ko, remember? And you mentioned about responsibility. That's one of the key things we need to remind all the young influencers or young, I don't know, teens right now who wants to be an influencer, that they have to be responsible with what they post, with what they want to share to the world. Because at the end of the day, whether it's about whoever, those followers that they have, would end up either following what they said or think that it's a outright endorsement. Delikado siya if we start spreading the wrong things,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Fake news, and, right? Simple as that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now that we're talking about, influencer life, obviously you're a very popular influencer. And for those listeners that we have right now who would actually want to start their own personal brand as an influencer, how can they start?
I guess you can never go wrong by building it organically. But, there are little boosts here and there. The boosts are, you can research them up online easily, promise. Just search how to be an effective influencer. Get real followers with real, diba, dami na sa YouTube yan. Now, without paying or without my genuine real followers. And most of the time, people are going to say, start with a niche. So that's what you call, yung gen that nakikita na natin na branding talaga. Because a niche allows you to kind of attract the right kind of people. The first community of followers that you will be engaging with, that you will be sharing your posts to. You will never go wrong by being just truthful to yourself. Like little other boosts are I think, people still use hashtags. I still see my friends do it. Ako minsan tinatamad talaga mag-hashtags. But some people kasi follow. You can follow hashtags now. So you can just search up ano ba yung mga hashtags aligned to your branding that can probably open you for a more global reach or a better reach. And that's one of the things that I think I want to share na. It's okay to try and then to be like, didn't work eh. And I personally don't see myself being excited. Alam mo yun, parang yes, I like to, parang gusto kong mag-fashion. But I already kind of have IG for that. And then sometimes I'm like, pag YouTube kasi mas long form, mas matyaga dapat. And then you have to edit your own things. I edit my own videos. So parang for me, it has to be more than sharing boodle tips to people that will make me stay on and edit a freaking, alam mo ba, ilang minutes ba yun? Parang sometimes editing one video can eat up 3 days of your life easily. The shooting and editing. 3 days ha. Especially pag maglalagay ka pa stickers or pag maglalagay ka pa music or pag mag... Siyempre, it's out there. And ako pa naman, gusto ko malinis. You know, I have to like double check pa, am I saying the right things? May wrong grammar ba? Mga things like that. But yeah, just as long as you don't give up and you keep on being true to yourself, just go back to that inner compass. You will know if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't compel you. It should be easy if it's for you, and if it is you, it should be natural.
That's 100% true. Like, remember I was talking to you off the record about the posts you shared, you know, the list of things that we need to accomplish just on behind the scenes. Like, people don't see these before we actually come up with one podcast episode, diba? For your Rise Up with Janina Chan. Up to this point, I still can't believe baliktad tayo today. But, alam mo yun, parang, there's so many things that we do. Not preparing the notes, you know, aligning with the guests. And all people see are basically the final episode na sa Spotify. Or in our case, sa YouTube, right? And same thing with like, for you as an influencer, people just see your end product, the post, but they don't really see how much time and effort you've devoted to thinking of a caption, to tagging everything, yeah. Right? From head to toe.
Minsan mali pa yung natatag kasi parang, ay, mali yung tag ko, mga ganoon. And then even like, sourcing the right outfit kasi nga people are very visual. When you're a host, it's not just them hiring your hosting skills per se. You also have to look the part. So, sometimes I have to go out of my way pa to like pull out from a designer friend. And that takes effort. That takes time. So yeah, things like that. And then afternoon, pipicturan mo pa para alam ng tao na ginawa mo para, diba, branding mo kasi yun. So people know you're still hosting, you're still working. It's not to boast, but it's honestly just so that you can keep on working, diba? I don't post just to boast. I post because it's like my billboard. Hey, I'm still working. It's like you have to, honestly. If you don't, it's like you're giving yourself less chance of success. Gets mo ba? Kaya you have to document your work so people will know and people will see that you actually do this kind of work. It's excellent. You can deliver. That goes for all fields. That's why no shame. Whenever I see people like sharing their work, I'm like, yeah, you go, girl. Or like, you go, pare. Alam mo na? No shame at that. And from... If you're like, if you see your friends posting about their work, about their accomplishments, I don't know, support them and be like, yeah, go. And then refer them to other people. That's how the world works.
Correct. I mean, ako, going to that kind of example, in my Instagram, quote and unquote, maarte ako, because that's the kind of branding I want to build in my Instagram, at least. Like, I choose the perfect photos. I make sure my feed is like, parang uniformed in a way. And before I parang ko comment pa yung mga friends ko, grabe sobrang effort mo para lang sa isang post. Especially the guys, diba? Because they don't appreciate, they don't understand. Okay, so to me, it's fine, right? Because it's not for everyone. But this is something I want to do. But like what you said kanina, I like what when you said na you have to find a point where you'll tell yourself, okay, this is too much na. Well, let's not devote too much time on this. You just have to find a right balance, you know, going for the perfect output, in your opinion, at the same time, not wasting too much of your time. Because at the end of the day, kapag kaya lang naman tayo ganyan, very particular, because we're trying to build a certain brand, and then we're so scared that just one mistake, diba, just could ruin everything that we've worked for. So, my next question would be, you know, what are the tips or rise up stories that you have to our listeners? For those that, there might be some instances there, diba, how do they come back from that? How do they rise up from that?
there's one thing I learned. I don't know if it's that bad. If it's like scandal level bad. One thing I learned from one of my classes in Ateneo is that if ever you find yourself in a scandal, the best thing to do is to not engage. Just ignore it. And then sooner or later, honestly, it will simmer down and people will kind of forget about it now. And then just when be quiet for a while and then like maybe like reevaluate your goals and like give yourself time to reflect and to refine yourself even more and think of how you can, yeah, give yourself a retreat, talk to God. he will whisper everything you need to hear, to be honest. Sometimes it will take time, but don't be afraid to be quiet for a while just to reevaluate. And then when the right time comes, you're going to know it. Then pick yourself up again. That's it. We were never meant to be perfect. Even Jesus was never perfect in the eyes of many when he was starting out. Even up until today, there are still non-believers, diba? Parang you are still like not everyone's cup of tea. But still, if you know what you stand for is good, you own up to your mistakes, you say sorry, and you're truly genuine about it, then people will actually admire you more because you know how to own up to your mistakes. And there's another thing I read about, like, if it's out of your hands, if you're not responsible about it, feeling mo na parang iba na siya, it's hindi mo na control, you're always responsible. So you can be more cautious about how you respond because that's one gift God gave us, like free will, the choice to be able to be responsible with our actions and how we react, diba? Always react proactively and never feel like it's final. Never give up because as long as you're breathing, promise, there's always hope as long as you know now you're doing it for the right reasons. Just always pick yourself up and you don't have to rush yourself. Just take time. Take breaks and be influenced by the good also. That's one thing I want to note also. Because sometimes if we're too like lost or like if we're uninspired, we don't know how to inspire others. So I think it's important to be inspired first too. So it's kind of like self-love, right? But make sure you fill your cup first so you can let it overflow to everyone else that you meet, be it professionally or personally.
Yeah, I think it's important to know yourself in a way, just to know what your boundaries are and what things you don't cross as you build your brand. I actually read somewhere online, parang ano siya, acronym for us to remember, it's PIE, it's P-I-E, Performance, Image, and Exposure. So performance is fundamental, of course, you know, you need to deliver quality results, like what you said in your work. And then image is all about, you know, what other people think about us, you know, it's our personal brand going our topic today. And lastly is exposure. It's all about making sure that people know who you are and what you stand for. And that pretty much, you know, sums up what you've shared in terms of how they can start building their own brand. I guess as a last question, related to our topic, consistency is key, right? But that doesn't mean that, you know, we can't evolve with our brand. Our branding can change. So in that, you know, in that sense, like, do you agree? How do you think one can evolve with one's brand?
Of course I agree. Oh, baba. I guess I can personally mesh. I mean, I guess for most people, parang ang first impression nila sa akin is like, kikay, ganun, fashionista. Kasi nga yun yung unang nakikita ng mga tao, yung pananamit mo. But then when you get to know me, when you get to see more of my more makukulit na posts, and even the more deep ones, you will know that there is more to a person than just what meets the eye. And I think that's what's exciting about branding also, is that it doesn't have to be one tone, although the first tone would hook you in. Parang ganon gets. So it's just so interesting how like life surprises you. If you at first feel like you don't fit the mold, at first it was honestly, it was out of my comfort zone ng konti. I had to learn more than what I knew, but I stuck to it. I did my job. I delivered, tried my best to learn to hear from my mentors and to my superiors, how can I improve? How can I be better, prepare more, and deliver? And then makikita naman na talaga yun eh. You know, don't be afraid to add a different kind of flair. With I think about I mentioned before, rule number one is be authentic, two, be consistent, three, deliver results, and four, keep on refining yourself. But with number one, being authentic, I did mention like it starts with knowing your interests and skills, trying out new things, and knowing what works for you. And also, you have to make sure you add your personal touch. That's what makes you different. There are many hosts. Pwede namang iba yung kunin nila, pero iba si Janina Chan. Alam mo yun, gets? Iba si Mish, diba? We both have our podcasts. And it's medyo, diba? Podcasting, there are many podcasts. But Rise Up with Janina Chan is different from Mish Conceptions, diba? So yun, parang, if always Nona, you will always have that something that will be different from everyone else. That no one can take away from you. So be confident in that. Don't be like anyone else, diba? Show that. Show them what you got. Yeah, yun. Kanya-kanya. Yes.
So that's why branding talaga is super important. It's really how you set yourself apart from everyone else, because at the end of the day, your products may be the same, diba? And it's really how you brand yourself, how you set yourself apart, how you carry yourself would, you know, push you forward compared to the rest.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, just innovate also, basically.
Correct.
Never stop innovating.
Since this is a misconception show, my last question would be, what's a common misconception about you, Janina?
That I'm... Well, because to be honest, like I even tried asking on my stories, like assumptions about me. I get split reviews from the outside looking in. Some people say maybe they've seen more videos of me kung ganun na parang they know I'm very kind. Wow. Very, very, you know, very bubbly. Pero minsan kasi, like, I know my other photos are, like, more posh and, like, more, like, demure. So, yeah, I guess that's one misconception that I'm very, you know, lang. Snobby sometimes. Alam mo yun, totally not snobby. It's just, like, I'm the opposite of snobby. So, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the main misconception. Yeah.
I'm sure kung narinig nila yung episode today, they would be 100% convinced that you're not snobby. As we end this episode, again, I want to thank you for your time, for all the very insightful session. You know, you've shared a lot of tips and guidance to our listeners on how they could build their own brand. So, I guess... can you plug Rise Up with Janina Chan and any mga other ganap that you have in your life?
Yes, yes. Well, of course, do listen in. If you enjoyed this podcast, then you'll enjoy Rise Up with Janina Chan also. So that's, you basically can listen to it on Spotify or via Apple Podcasts. And we talk about really inspiring things under the sun. And these are like life talks, and some are like super deep. Actually, most of them are like a combination. Parang matatawa ka rin in between. Very real, very raw. It's a conversation. Support your local content creators. So it's at Janina Chan on Instagram and on YouTube. I also have a Facebook page. So it's basically just my name. Spell it right. Janenachan. Yay. That's it.
Thank you. Well, once again, to all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you catch our other episodes in the future. And lastly, thank you again, Janina.
Thank you so much, Mish. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much for allowing me to share what I have to share on this platform. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy you're doing this. I know you've been wanting to do this. So guys, keep on supporting Mish, okay? Every episode. Thank you so much, Mish. And yeah, so happy to be here. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Misconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Misconceptions. See you in the next!